Okay, welcome back.
Yep.
Fuel of Fire, and this is soon to be the origin story, the worldview origin type story.
Kind of the fundamental defining myth.
Yes. Of the baby monkey, Jesus.
Wow.
So here goes.
All right.
And on the first day, that was not a day, but a moment in time with no celestially relevant objects so as to give a day meaning, there was an explosion of matter and energy that over a vast expanse of time and interaction through the amalgamation of gravity, weak and strong nuclear forces, electromagnetic forces, gave rise to a sun and a planet, many suns and many planets, and the Lord, our primordial monkey of probability and happenstance, said, "Let there be guanine, and let that guanine code for an enzyme, so that there might be cytosine, and let that cytosine code for an enzyme, so that there might be more guanine." And so, the primordial monkey of probability and happenstance said, "Let there be a synergy that lies in an entropy gradient, a synergy on a planet between the sun and the vast expanse of outer space, and let that synergy accumulate negative entropy, life, and let that life be fruitful and vegetable-full and floriful and fauna-full, but not so full as to overshoot and collapse, unless probability and happenstance should so dictate." And the primordial monkey saw and made the subjective judgment that it was good. Many millions, billions of years passed. Bacteria harnessed the light of the sun to chemically reduce carbon, used that reduced carbon as a source of energy. The invention of photosynthesis drastically altered the atmosphere from a reduced atmosphere to an oxygenated atmosphere. Those bacteria formed colonies, and those colonies gave rise to plants. Still, other non-photosynthetic colonies of bacteria organized into worms, and the primordial monkey of probability and happenstance said, "Let ontogeny recapitulate phylogeny," and it did. And the primordial monkey of probability and happenstance saw that it did, and made the subjective judgment that it was good. Still, more time passed. Worms took to the water and earth, the bowels of other organisms, and the monkeys took to the trees. One day, a race of monkeys left the trees, scavenging grubs, fruit, and carrion on the African savanna. These monkeys began to walk upright, learned to communicate, and invested their evolutionary energy in increasing the size of their frontal lobe. These monkeys developed myths of stealing fire and knowledge from gods they created, gods they thought much like themselves. And over still more time, these monkeys became arrogant jerks that believed their own mythology. And so, as it was that these monkeys became arrogant jerks, some of them remained open-minded, with ties to their natural origins. These monkeys sought truth, and on the longest night of the year, when the moon hung in the sky like a giant banana, they followed it. And after a great time, becoming quite confused and exhausted, as the banana plotted a course from horizon to horizon, they found the monkey Mary, twisting, contorting, and howling in the contractions of birth. Soon after their arrival, they witnessed the birth of baby monkey Jesus, who, under the bright light of the banana moon, saw his shadow and darted back into his mother's womb. And the monkey Mary did proclaim unto the assembled monkeys the beginning of winter.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thank you very much.
That was great. Yeah, really, you know, heartwarming to hear the story again that my grandfather told me. And
his grandfather before him.
Oh, yeah. All that.
And his before him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and all those, you know, grandfathers of Baguette.
Right. Right sons back to that African savanna.
Yeah. So there you go.
You know, some people think coming down from the trees was a pretty bad move.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel that way some days.
Me too. Sad, really, to have lost our ability to break you.
I think we're all proven right now that we should just stayed right up. Maybe we should never even have come out from the ocean. I mean, forget about coming down from the trees.
That's,
maybe we never should have placed two cells together.
Very feasibly. What a conundrum. Indeed. So, having heard... Oh, here we go. The caller. 6392.
Get pot him up.
KUOI, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad to hear you guys talking about the baby monkey, but you don't see it quite like I do, so you're heretics.
No, I'm just hairy.
You are hairy. The rest of us bald monkeys are descendants from the baby monkey Jesus who climbed out of the tree, but you should go back up the tree.
We should.
The hairy one.
The hairy one.
I'm working on growing one of them prehensile tails, and then I'll be all set.
I was looking at my toes the other day, and I think my toes are starting to, like, my big toes moving over where it might be more handy later.
That's pretty handy for brachiation.
You bet.
But, I mean, I heard you talk about the history, but what about the second coming?
Yeah, see, you know.
The coming of the baby monkey Jimmy Jesus.
Jimmy. Oh, yes, yeah, the second coming.
Remember the night when he was born, the moon turned to fire red?
The monkey Jaime, yeah.
The one who brought us the psychedelic guitar where we all revived in it.
Sure.
Revived in the reverb.
Very good, then.
There you go.
Well, I'm just like saying that, you know, you really should, you should look more into the second and third coming instead of going
all. Well, I mean, then you'd have to read the whole book, right?
Because we
we stuck with the Cliff's Notes, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we got the origin of the baby monkey, went, you know, quickly through from Genesis to the New Testament, and did not, you know, proceed on to Revelations and all that, and the second coming of Jaime.
Although maybe next week we will get into the Book of Revelations.
Do you guys do any prophecies?
Do we do prophecies?
I prophesize that after the show I'll go have a drink.
Yep, that's a pretty good prophecy.
You usually do that after your show, so I ain't going to think you're a prophet. I'm on to you, man.
Okay, I prophesize that I will drink a Whiskey 7.
There you go. That's not something you normally
totally
drink.
Different. All right.
There you go.
And now you got really something to, like, measure it by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about it, Sean? Are you going to be up for 8 o'clock in the morning?
Am I going to go snag black backs from beneath the ice?
Yes, pull them up and revere them as guests from the baby monkey.
Sure. I may very well be into that. If I can muster the volition, I'm into it.
Because they got plenty of, like, poles and stuff.
Okay.
So if anybody else wants to go fishing in the morning, 8 a.m., we're going to the reservoir. Pull blackbacks out.
Pulling blackbacks.
Okay.
Hey, you know, wait. You know what it says in the bathroom at Mikey's? It says
Jimmy Flame gives head to Lefty Marks.
No, actually, it says Jimmy Flame fears Lefty Marks, but maybe now I understand why.
Well, that's amazing. I'll let you go.
Thank you. Okay, so we're done.
Another call. Wow, we're busy tonight.
Hey, KUI, you're on the air.
Yeah, that was a great creation story, and I know it to be true and all, but it really warmed the cockles of my heart. And all
oh,
that.
Good. Yeah, and it's good to know that your heart has cockles.
Yeah, but the thing is, it probably warmed them even more, them cockles.
Uh-huh.
If the one line, I got all of it, but that one line, ontology
recapitulates phylogeny.
Hegemony. What?
Phylogeny.
Phylogeny.
Ontogeny, isn't it?
Yes, ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny.
Yeah, that one's got me a little bit, baffled.
All right. Ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. Here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
All right. When a fetus of various organisms, say a monkey,
for instance,
right? That fetus, the combination of the egg and the sperm, it is a unicellular organism at that point with its full range of chromosomes.
Zygote.
Hopefully, yeah, not too many or not too few, ideally, relative to the organism that it wants to be. All right? So from there, it begins to divide and goes through, you know, various manifestations of colonial organisms.
Colonial organisms?
Yeah, like corals or algae.
I see.
Colonial organisms.
Oh, so it's sort of like those organisms.
Very much so. Yes.
Is this the ontology you're talking about?
Well, this is actually the phylogeny.
Oh.
And the ontogeny is this, you know, genesis from this, its representation from the unicellular on up to the multicellular. Right?
Uh-huh. So you're saying that fetuses go through a duck phase and a salamander phase.
Exactly.
Well, depending if the branch, if it's branched off from you,
yes,
after the phase, it may not go through a duck phase because that's the bird.
Mm-hmm. Although I believe there is a bird-like mimicry after the reptilian type phase.
Ah, oh,
after the amphibian phase.
Really?
Prior to the mammal phase.
Okay.
And anybody can tell you what a mammal is.
The phylogeny. So that's
that
the phylogeny.
Like a setup line.
So explain those two words again.
Ontogeny,
uh-huh,
recapitulates.
Right.
Phylogeny.
Yes.
And the phylogeny is really the expression of the genotype.
Okay.
All right.
In a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have your genotype and you have your phenotype.
And the ontogeny is evolution, essentially.
The ontogeny is the through birth, I mean, on to birth, from conception to birth.
Ah.
All right.
Oh, gestation, more or less.
Yeah, virtually.
You could say gestation recapitulates. Instead of saying recapitulates, you could say it's sort
evolution.
Of like. And
yes.
Then
gestation repeats evolution. But yeah, if we did that, then we wouldn't be able to say that the monkey works in mysterious ways because everyone would know what we were talking about.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to just stand out on a hillside or a sand dune, whatever you have, and just open your arms wide and your mouth wide and just yell to the world, ontology recapitulates phylogeny. Or phylogeny.
Ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny.
Phylogeny.
And the only reason that we leave it in so many words is because you look back and this book of the origin of the baby monkey Jesus has been retranslated so many times that really in some of its versions it's begun to really lose its meaning, its original meaning, mm-hmm, and it's been distorted.
So if you went off and said something really flip, like gestation is sort of like evolution and follows the same patterns, it sort
loses some of the meaning.
Recapitulate is a very, very strong verb.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with it. It's sort of like.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yeah, we're not even talking about metaphors. We're talking about recapitulation.
Patterns. Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I got you. I see why you do what you do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and good luck at it.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Actually, I think that was more of a simile than a metaphor.
Yeah, with the like in there, it would
be. We got to be careful about this grammar thing tonight.
Yeah, we do.
And we almost screwed up.
Longest night of the year. You can't be throwing grammar out the window.
Uh-huh.
Because then you'd have to open the window and let in all that cold air.
It's cold out.
Or, if you threw it right through the window, you may break the window.
And then you wouldn't be able to close the window when it started getting cold.
Cold air, you're stuck with it.
Uh-huh.
He dies.
Yep. My pipes froze, but I didn't die.
Lucky thing.
Not yet. I might go home and find the whole house froze.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I turned on the gas heat after that, so now I really might die.